And take two, because we forgot to correctly adjust the mic gain and started recording and it was fucking blowing out, clipping. Alright, so, if you're coming in, this is part two of the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, which I believe is number 145, also recorded on 4th of July, 2013. So if you haven't listened to the previous edition, you need to listen to that one before you listen to this one. Because I'm not going to be recapping. We're in the middle of talking about why the members of the United States military are a bunch of goddamn giant pussies. Yes, you heard me right. I just called people who have guns pussies. Which is hilarious because, of course, the left-wingers say, well, the reason those rednecks and those evil right-wingers, they need guns to compensate for their little penises because they're just little pussies. Yet, oddly enough, who has the most guns out of everybody? Oh, the military. Interesting. Okay. And, yes. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. It's a fact. It's true. I'm saying it right now. You're wrong, and I am right. Yeah. Disagree? You think I'm wrong? Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. And who am I to say fuck you? Well, I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. And this that you're listening to right now is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers all around the motherfucking world. Fuck you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to know who's going to build the motherfucking roads? I'll tell you who's going to build the fucking roads. Not you, because you're too fucking stupid to figure out who's going to build a fucking road. Let's get back. I just finished reading the article in which this fucking moron talks about how when he was in... Where was he in? Kuwait? Was it in Kuwait? Yeah. In Kuwait, the military soldiers in Kuwait on guard duty have to put tape over the bullets in their magazines so they don't accidentally shoot somebody else. And as I pointed out, how you can... I've had a weapon in my hands with the bullet locked and loaded in the chamber, and I have never accidentally shot somebody. I said in the previous edition, in order to shoot another person, you have to do two fucking things, right? I was wrong. This is why I'm right and you're wrong, because when I am wrong, I issue a correction. I find out I'm wrong and I say something. I was wrong. You have to do three things to accidentally shoot another person. Even with a bullet in the chamber, you don't have to put tape over your fucking ammo clip so that you don't accidentally shoot somebody, unless you're a member of the military in the year 2013 where everybody's a giant fucking pussy. I had the privilege to speak with a gentleman yesterday, in fact, who was in the Air Force, and he served in Vietnam. And he mentioned it too, about how politically correct the military has become, and how in talking to people who serve in the military today, you know, as he put it, when I was telling them the usual stories and lies and bullshit that I've told 1,000 times, and they were just amazed that I was able to get away with all this stuff. And of course they are, because they're all in now, 2013, the United States military is a bunch of goddamn big, giant, pussified, politically correct motherfuckers. So anyhow, in order to accidentally shoot somebody with a weapon, even with the bullet in the chamber, locked and loaded, you have to do three things. Not two, three. You have to disengage the safety. You have to point the weapon at the person. And you have to pull the trigger. Because contrary to what you saw on TV, guns don't just magically go off by themselves. And again, this is how you can tell that this fucking idiot who writes this thing about having to put tape over the bullets in his ammo clip doesn't fucking know anything about weapons. Number one, you don't disengage the safety until you're ready to fire the weapon. Number two, you don't point the weapon at a person or an object unless you're intending to shoot it, other than the ground or the sky, which is where the weapon should be pointed 99 fucking percent of the time. And third, you do not put your finger in the trigger guard on the trigger until you are ready to fire the weapon. But these fucking pussies, yes, I keep calling them pussies, these pussies who make up the United States military in the year 2013. As he says right here, if the situation arose, I would have to eject my ammo clip, remove the tape, and reinsert and work the action before I could fire. They have to do this because they might accidentally shoot somebody else. And these are the people that are overseas fighting for our freedom. Oh my God, they're killing fucking Kuwaitis and Afghanis and Iraqis, and they're killing those fucking brown people for our freedom. This is fucking horseshit. Pure fucking horseshit. Now, where do we go next with this? All the while that our military is becoming more and more pussified, and that women are becoming more and more integrated in the military, it is beginning to come to light that there are a large number of rapes in the military. And of course, I shouldn't say of course, I should say, wait, where am I, where's the number I'm looking for? Here we go. Interestingly enough, more men are getting raped in the military than women. I'm trying to find this stupid number. La 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 la. Well, all right, we'll get to that. Yeah, here we go. Let's see. The Defense Department, and this is, okay. The Defense Department estimates 19,000 sexual assaults occur each year, but only 17% are ever reported. Now, again, I've talked about this before when the feminazis come up with this shit about how one in every four women gets raped and they're not reported, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you can't say only 17% of rapes are reported, because in order to come up with the number of 17%, you have to know the total number of rapes. But since many rapes, and I'm not saying there aren't rapes that are unreported, I'm saying nobody fucking knows how many rapes are not reported. Since you don't know the number of rapes not reported, you don't know the total number of rapes. Thus, there's no fucking way in hell to come up with a statistic about what percentage of rapes are actually reported, okay? This is not, I'm not denying that rape happens, and I'm not denying that rapes are unreported. I'm pointing out you can't fucking come up with a number for what percentage of rapes are reported and what percentage of rapes are not reported. If you believe that, you're a fucking idiot. Now, in 2010, 8,600 victims were female, 10,700 victims were male. Now, the fact that more men are raped than women in a way makes sense, simply because, depending on statistics you believe, the military right now is about 15% female, thus 85% male. So there's more men, you know, yada yada, obviously more men are going to be. Now, there's multiple problems here, and a lot of these I'm going to address too when I do a commentary on the movie I watched about rape in the military, which I it's coming, I'm telling you, man. I know, I keep saying this shit all the time, it's coming. Hold on. Need water. We didn't take much of a break between recording this episode and the previous episode, so we'll see how long my voice holds out. And if you hear background noise, that's because the party outside the open window is starting to get into full swing. All right, so look, rape is not cool. There's absolutely no justifying rape here. The military, as illustrated by my launching off thing here, is becoming more and more pussified. And it's becoming more and more politically correct. It's becoming more and more of a welfare program as opposed to a military. And of course, as an ANCAP, I believe we don't need a military. The military should be shut down. Okay, but reality is there is a military. The military is there. It does exist. If we're going to have it, it needs to be there to do military shit, not to be a bastion of political correctness. So the military is working harder and harder and harder on being more and more politically correct. And yet, there's more and more rape taking place. An analogy I make here is, look, college campuses, right? Feminazis are always going on about how college campuses, women on college campuses are, you know, getting raped and blah, yada, yada. And wherever you are, you've had your occurrences. I know here in Colorado, we had this thing like at CU in Boulder some odd years ago, where essentially, and I don't remember details, you figure it out if you need to, but essentially what happened was the football team raped some chick, like multiple members of the football team gangbanged some bitch, right? And so everybody's, yeah, and it's, I'm just like, hello, is anybody here paying attention to the fact that CU Boulder is like the fucking nexus of political correctness in the state of Colorado? I mean, you do not get, Boulder is the North Korea of Colorado as it is, but CU Boulder, that college campus, that is the fucking nexus of political correctness. And so you always hear from the college feminazis and all these other people about all the things happening on college campuses, you know, minorities discriminated against, women getting raped, women getting discriminated against, you know, free speech getting curtailed, all this other shit. And college campuses are the fucking nexus of political correctness in the United States. Well, the military is embracing political correctness just as fast as they can. And what's happening in the military? Incidents of rape going up. I'm going to link to a YouTube video. People at the Pentagon downloading child pornography. Being actually stupid enough to download the child pornography using an email address with a .mil. I mean, not only are they a bunch of fucking sicko perverts, they're not very smart either, okay? Now, speaking of rape in the military, now, back in the day, you know, back when I had to walk uphill 25 miles to get my M16 out of the armory and somehow or another put bullets in it and never accidentally shot anybody, we, and I'm not, what I'm saying here is not something I'm proud of in retrospect, but what I'm saying here is a fucking fact. And it illustrates the mentality that existed, you know, back in the day when I was in the military. There is this guy who transferred into our unit, and we suspected he was a homosexual. And we followed him around to try to confirm whether or not he was a homosexual. And the reason we did this was because if he was a homosexual, we were going to kill him. So I am not fucking proud of this. I'm not saying this is what should happen. I'm saying this was the mentality of us as a group collective many, many years ago. It is a wrong mentality to have, but it is where we were then. Had. So that I use that, I want to put that in here as a source of context. When I was in the military, when I was in the United States Army, if a man, if anybody in my unit would have raped another man, we would have killed him. And I mean the rapist, not the victim. Now, as you study this stuff about all the rapes in the military, you will very quickly see, it's in the documentary I'm going to talk about, it's every, that the chain of command protects these people. And this is political correctness, because when I was in the military, there was no fucking political correctness. Zero. Zilch. Nada. This is what political correctness has brought. You may think I'm bullshitting you. Let me say this again. Let you fucking understand that I mean exactly what the fuck I am saying. When I was in the military, if a man in our unit, and we knew for a fact, we knew this happened, if anybody would have raped another man, we would have fucking killed him. Now, in the military, men rape other men, and their commanding officers protect them. Men rape other women, and their commanding officers protect them. And this is political correctness. This is tolerance. This is diversity. This is open-mindedness. You get what you ask for. You reap what you sow. Political correctness. Here we go. This is... God, my voice. Hold on. Air Force inspection turns up porn, offensive items on its bases. January 19, 2013. Hoping to fight sexual assault in its own ranks, The Air Force said Friday a sweep of air base offices worldwide found thousands of suspect materials ranging from pornographic films to a beer bong. Now, I'm going to read this whole thing. We're going to talk about this in depth. So they're hoping to fight sexual assault in their own ranks. So what do they do to fight sexual assault? They go looking for suspect materials. Because materials cause rape. Right? This is the argument we have to ban guns. Why? Because guns cause violence. Oh, so you have a person who's completely nonviolent, and you put a gun in the room next to them, and the gun will mind control them and make them violent. Right? Objects cause people to do things. This is the political correctness. Right, we're going to fight sexual assault in the Air Force, and so to do that, we're going to do a sweep, and we're going to get all these suspect materials from pornographic films to a beer bong. Beer bongs cause rape. No, you know what causes rape? People who are fucking assholes cause rape. Now, you can delve in. If Stefan Molyneux is here, Stefan Molyneux did a great video where some of this he talked about too. And if I remember, I'm going to link to that video. I don't have it on the list. I need to get that. Hold on, put that on the list. Stefan video. You know, Stefan Molyneux were here. He'd talk about how spanking and all this other stuff. And yes, there's other things in a person's past life that can contribute, yada, 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 yada. Okay. Ultimately, what causes rape is the rapist is a fucking asshole. That's what causes rape. You know how you fight sexual assault? You take people who rape other people and you fucking kill them. Because they have violated the non-aggression principle, they have violated the other person's property rights, and they have shown that they can't be trusted in a civilized society. At the best case scenario, you ostracize them. You know, send them to, I don't know, what the fuck ever. Send them to Detroit or California, some other foreign country, right? Or you just fucking kill them. And of course, in a libertarian paradise, everybody'd run around raping each other. No, they wouldn't, because the rapist would very quickly get shot. Because in a libertarian paradise, women would carry guns, and the women carrying guns wouldn't have tape over the fucking ammo clip so they don't accidentally shoot somebody. Because the women would know how to use a fucking sidearm, and so when the rapist came up and tried to rape them, they'd just shoot the motherfucker. And there'd be a lot of rapes for about 2 weeks. Or I should say a lot of attempted rapes for about 2 weeks. And then all the rapists would be dead. Again, as I said before, what is the purpose of the police and the justice system? To protect the rapist, to keep them alive, so that the police and the justice system can justify their existence. All right, let me go back to the article here. This is great. It's not clear what the inspection and the odd assortment of items it turned up tells Air Force leaders about the link between the workplace environment and the growing problem of sexual violence. But it was meant to impress on Air Force commanders that they need to attack the underlying problem of unprofessionalism. Yes, because you see, the military is a workplace, and it's unprofessionalism that causes rape. The military is an organization, the purpose of which is to kill people and break things, and to do so in a violent manner. And yet the Air Force, because they're completely fucking clueless and the people in the Pentagon are busy downloading child pornography, has no fucking clue that an organization in which the purpose of is to do violence to other people might have violent people in it. You know, it's like going to a Klan meeting and going, wow, you know, I think some of the people here don't like black people very much. Wait, people in the military are violent and they're unprofessional? Well, the profession of the military happens to fucking be violence. The profession of the military is killing people. People in the military are raping other people. Why, that's violence. I'm shocked. Quote, we have a significant number of airmen who feel they are going to have to go along to get along by ignoring inappropriate images, workplace comments, or other material that makes them uncomfortable. That's simply not the Air Force we want to be, unquote, said Air Force Chief of Staff General Mark Welsh in a statement. He's probably at the Pentagon downloading child pornography. So again, it's that by ignoring inappropriate images. I mean, you're in an organization, the point of which, the entire purpose of which, is to murder other people. But you're worried about inappropriate images and workplace comments. I mean, what about the pictures of the soldiers, you know, posing with the Muslim captives, you know, that we all saw, like the chick doing, you know, people's teabagging them and all this. I mean, really? Really? So we'll get to some of the inappropriate images in a minute here. The Air Force fell into the public spotlight on this issue partly because of revelations of sexual abuse of female recruits. No mention of males, of course, because we ignore the rape of men. It's only the rape of women that's important because men don't count. An investigation last year found that 23 instructors allegedly engaged in inappropriate or coercive sexual relationships with 48 recruits at Air Education and Training Command at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. Again, we completely ignore, just like with school shootings, right? Why do we have school shootings? Well, because we have public schools. No public schools, no shootings. So let's talk about this. Why are women in the military? Let's pretend it's not affecting men, because we all know it doesn't matter when men get raped. Why are women in the military getting raped? Well, I'll give you two fucking reasons. Number one, women are in the military. Number two, we have a fucking military, right? If you want to end women getting raped in the military, fucking taking away people's fucking beer bongs is not going to solve the problem, you stupid motherfuckers. The way you prevent women from getting raped in the military is to get rid of the fucking military. But oh my God, that's way too fucking, but who would build the roads, right? But if we didn't have a military, why, we, America would get invaded and we'd all die because, you know, Iraq is a great threat. Afghanistan might come over here and take over America. Okay, the days of the Soviet Union over, there is nobody on the planet Earth who wants to invade the United States. It is time to fucking move on. It says nothing to do with rape in the military, but it has to do with the reason the military exists. All right, during the Cold War, I supported the military because the Soviet Union was a legitimate threat. For those of you not clued in on recent events, communism doesn't work and the Soviet Union collapsed, like the United States is going to collapse in the nearish future. There is no military force on Earth that has the slightest fucking interest in invading the United States. I mean the government, is working really fucking hard to justify having this giant military industrial complex. That's why terrorism, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. Oh, you must hate freedom. They hate us for our freedom. Why, Al-Qaeda, they're everywhere. The underwear bomber, he's coming, right? All of this is bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's all fucking bullshit. You want to stop women, because it's okay if men get raped. We got that part, right? Nobody gives a fuck about the men getting raped. They're just men. You want to stop women from getting raped in the fucking military? Shut down the fucking military. We don't need to be sending people, you, statist, the government of the United States, does not need to be sending people to foreign countries to fucking shoot people. That's why they hate us. They don't hate us for our freedom. We don't have any fucking freedom. Your iPhone tracks everywhere you go. The government reads every fucking email you send. The post office photographs all the mail that goes to your house. You have to report all of your income. You can't get a job without a social security number. You can't start a business without permission from the government. You can't get married without permission from the government. You do not have any fucking freedom, you stupid cocksucking son of a bitching fucking statist fuckwad. The fucking murderers who compose our military, the pussified murderers who might accidentally shoot each other because they don't know how to use a fucking weapon, who are in these foreign countries killing people, are not killing people for your fucking freedom. You don't have any fucking freedom, you ignorant, cocksucking piece of shit. So shockingly enough, in a culture which is dedicated to violence, people get raped. Oh my God. It's like I said, believe it or not, there's some people in the Ku Klux Klan who don't like black people. Oh my God, I'm shocked. All right, let me get back to the article here. The Air Force fell, did I read that already? Yeah. General Larry O. Spencer, the Air Force Vice Chief of Staff, who is probably at the Pentagon downloading child pornography, said Friday that inspections of offices and other workspaces at about 100 facilities in Denver found more than 32,000 items judged to be pornographic, unprofessional, or offensive. Quote, "This was not a witch hunt," unquote, Spencer said in a telephone interview. It was designed to reinforce the idea that every member of the Air Force should be treated with respect and that sexist attitudes must change. Every member must be treated with respect unless you possessed one of these 32,000 items judged to be pornographic, unprofessional, or offensive. Now, of course, there is a little problem here. This is the military. And when you join the military, as I've tried to explain to you stupid fuckers a million times, the thing about joining the military is when you join the military, you are no longer a civilian. You are no longer protected by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. If, you know, and I'm not Constitution humping, this is a fact. You are subject to Uniform Code of Military Justice. You no longer own your body. Let me say that a fucking again, because I know you people are really goddamn stupid, right? That's why the military in the past has gotten away with doing medical experiments and drug experiments and radiation experiments on soldiers. When you join the military, your body legally belongs to the government, okay? This is not a fucking opinion. This is a fucking legal fact. When you join the military, you are no longer protected by the Bill of Rights. You do not have a right to free speech. You do not have a right to assemble. You do not have a right to own a gun, all this stuff. You are subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So the point of this is that while I, you know, while I sit here and make fun of this, the point, these people are in the military. And so they're, the military can show up at any given moment and tell you, you are not allowed to own this piece of property because we judge it to be pornographic, unprofessional, or offensive, and they can take it from you. While it's stupid and it's sick and it's pathetic that they're doing this, legally speaking, they can do this, because when you join the military, that was a voluntary thing. You voluntarily signed that contract. You voluntarily went into a culture of violence. You voluntarily went into a culture where you can be told what to say. You can be told you can't say things. You can be told, no, you can't go here. You can be told, yes, you have to go here. You can be told, no, you can't own this object. You can be told you have to have this object. The Air Force said the no notice or short notice inspections found 631 items judged to be pornographic, including magazines, calendars, photos, and videos. Oddly enough, I think the Air Force did not do one of these inspections at the Pentagon to see if anybody there was downloading child pornography. Apparently, no, that was not part of the culture of rape that they're, you know, trying to fix in their quest to be politically correct. They also turned up 3,987 items deemed unprofessional. Now, this is great. Examples: a pubic hair in an office logbook. First of all, I want to know, when you find a hair, how do you know it's a pubic hair? And second of all, I mean, like, this is just a leftover from the Clarence Thomas days. All right, a beer bong and a World War II era airplane nose art depicting a fully clothed but promiscuous woman. So how do you look at a picture of a person and know that they're promiscuous? Because promiscuous is a behavior, and it's not even a real person. It's a drawing of a person. It's not even, it's, how can a drawing be promiscuous? Among 27,598 items categorized by commanders, these would be the same commanders who protect the rapist when the allegations of rape are brought to light. I just want to point that out. Among 27,598 items categorized by commanders as offensive, a postcard depicting women in bikinis. Women in bikinis are offensive. If you're a member of an organization whose goal, whose mission, whose point of existence is to murder other people, women in bikinis is offensive. Is there any fucking way that I can more coherently and convincingly stress to you that the United States military is run by a bunch of goddamn child pornography downloading fucking pussies? I mean, if you cannot grasp what's wrong with this, then you need to go stand on the railroad track right between the rails and wait for a fucking train to come. Okay, other things categorized offensive. Okay, postcard depicting women in bikinis. Lewd cartoons. Oh my God, lewd humor in the military? My God. A copy of the Air Times newspaper's Hot Shots 2013 calendar with women in provocative poses. A picture of professional football player Tom Brady shirtless. A football player without a shirt on is offensive. The calendar put out by the Air Times newspaper itself with women in provocative poses, offensive. And a Confederate flag, of course, you know, the Confederate flag, while they're all racist down there. They was all fighting for slavery. They weren't fighting for slavery. They weren't fighting for states' rights. Well, no, that's not what was going on. They were all, they all believed in slavery, which is always baffles me, because of course these slaves were bought from traders in the North, and the laws of the United States of America made slavery illegal. But of course we all know that people from the North aren't racist. No, it's only those nasty little Southerners. Only they hate all black people. They're all racist down there. But up in the North, oh, they were never racist. Never. I mean, just because, you know, they Dred Scott decision, just because they gave the slaves back to the South and ran away. But no, they were never racist. Anyway, Confederate flag and a poster of Osama bin Laden. Asked what this tells him about a relationship between problematic workplace items and the effort to combat sexual abuse, Spencer said it's a mixed picture and that the goal is to ensure professionalism in the workplace. Spencer then went back to downloading child pornography in his office at the Pentagon. Again, the military is an organization designed to kill people. What the fuck? It is not the problematic workplace items that are causing rape. What is causing rape is that the rapists are assholes, coupled with the fact that their commanding officers protect them because their commanding officers are assholes, coupled with the fact that the people around these assholes who rape men and women do not kill the fucking rapist. That is what causes rape in the military. Well, that and the fact that the military exists and that the military is a culture which is designed to kill other people. Quote, most of the items that were found, wait, let me start that again. Most of the, quote, most of the items that were found, some might find offensive, but weren't in the category of vulgarity or pornography, although there was some of that out there and those were taken care of, quote, unquote, he said, adding that he's not sure there's a clear link between offensive materials in the workplace and the problem of sexual assault. So there's no, I admit there's no clear link, but we're going to do this anyway. And then I'm going to go back to downloading child pornography in my office at the Pentagon. Quote, whether offensive material is directly connected by someone creating a sexual assault or being involved in a sexual assault, I can't draw that line directly. But I think it all starts with the culture that we want to have out there, and that is a professional environment, and that is everybody is treated with respect, unquote, Spencer said. Again, start with the culture. The fuck? The culture. I'm going to say it again. Are you sick of hearing me say this yet? The culture of the military is a culture where you kill people. You kill people. It is a culture of violence, a culture of aggression, a culture of killing. God fucking damn it to hell who doesn't exist. Jesus Christ on a fucking stick. What in the fuck is wrong with you people? Washington Times reported March 13th, the Defense Department estimates 19,000 sexual assaults in the last year. Oh, I read this already. Blah, blah, blah. 8,600 victims female, 10,700 male. Naval Petty Officer Third Class Brian Lewis stated he was raped by a senior petty officer, told by a commander not to report it, and later was diagnosed with a personality disorder and discharged. Naval Petty Officer 3rd Class Brian Lewis was not raped by a senior petty officer because the petty officer saw a picture of a girl in a bikini. He was raped by a senior petty officer because the senior petty officer is a fucking asshole. We're not doing rocket science here. As the military becomes more pussified, and it's going to become more and more pussified, I mean, we're giving medals now to drone operators. It used to be you had to fucking save 20 other guys, get your legs shot off, and take out a pillbox with a goddamn hand grenade in order to get a medal. Now you get a medal for being a drone operator. You know, now you can't have pictures of girls in bikinis. This is the motherfucking military. Meanwhile, you know, at the Pentagon, people are downloading child pornography. And we wonder, why is there a culture of rape in the military? All right, I'm scanning this article to see if there's anything else I need to read. Yeah, yeah, yada, yada, yada. Pornography. The politically correct naval report ignores the big porn elephant in the room as normalizing the homosexual assaults on fellow servicemen. While heterosexual pornography has commonly been used to arouse... Hold on. Voice dying, which means that this will be ending soon. And those of you who fucking hate me for pointing out that the military is a culture of violence and that you shouldn't be surprised that fucking assholes rape people in a culture of violence, because I know I'm just offending everybody by calling the members of the military pussies, but I don't give a fuck, because you need to be offended, because your fucking existence offends me. Your hatred for freedom offends me. Your blind obedience to the state offends me. Your Obama cocksucking offends me. Your idea that if we just take away more pornography from people in the military, they'll stop raping, that offends me. The idea that you think we need a military offends me. Your constant need to regulate and tax and to fucking kill people who don't submit to your will, that offends me. Everything about you fucking statist offends me. So fuck you. The politically correct naval report ignores the big porn elephant in the room as normalizing the homosexist assaults on fellow servicemen. I just learned a new word, homosexist. Oh God. While heterosexual pornography has commonly been used to arouse and then seduce straights into homosexual sex, gay pornography is widely available in mainstream homosexist publications like The Advocate Classified. Heterosexual... So wait. This article is saying that gay people use heterosexual sex to seduce people into having homosexual sex. How do you know that? Okay, sure, whatever. Also, and buff, quote, straight, unquote, military men are regularly depicted as the preferred sexual targets. Now comes the Military Times reporting that Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, who is probably downloading porn at the Pentagon, child porn that is, ordered inspection of all military offices and workplaces worldwide to root out any materials that create a degrading or offensive work environment. Again, it's a culture, a workplace, an organization, the purpose of which is to kill people. But they're going to go into that environment and look for materials that create a degrading or offensive work environment. Last year, Air Force officers searched troops' desks and cubicles in search of photos, calendars, magazines, screensavers, computer files, and other items that might be considered degrading toward women. There was no mention of confiscating pornographic items degrading toward men. Kudos for mentioning that little fact and not letting women play the gender card. The cleanup is a long time a coming. In 1998, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Military Honor and Decency Act, partly due to, quote, the special circumstances of the military environment in which the appearance of professionalism and proper conduct is critical, unquote. On January 1st, Frank Rush, acting Assistant Secretary of Defense, who was downloading child pornography at the Pentagon, signed DOD Instructions 4105.70, banning sale or rental of sexually explicit material on DOD property. Quote, we need a cultural change where every service member is treated with dignity and respect, unquote, said Secretary Hagel, announcing the new initiatives to prevent sexual assault. Again, you do not prevent sexual assault by limiting access to sexually explicit material. You prevent sexual assault by raising children correctly so they don't become assholes who are adults. Adults who are assholes. Can't talk. And you prevent sexual assault by allowing people to defend themselves when they are sexually assaulted. That means that they have had violence initiated against them and their property rights have been violated, and you allow those people to kill the motherfucker who raped them. That's how you prevent it. And you prevent it in the military by getting rid of the military. You don't prevent it by taking away pornography. You don't prevent it by searching people's offices for pictures of girls in bikinis. You don't prevent it by signing DOD instructions. You know, you don't prevent it by creating this extensive criminal justice system where, you know, you take these people into custody and you give them long drawn out trials, and then you put them in cages and you feed them and water them every day and you give them psychotherapy and you talk to them about their feelings and all this other shit. Okay, it's simple. It's real fucking simple. Hagel also unveiled the Defense Department's annual report on sexual assault, which estimates that about 26,000 troops experienced some form of, quote, unwanted sexual contact, close quote, during the past year. That's roughly one in every 50 troops on active duty force. Now, see, now we're getting into politically correctness territory. That's not rape, that's unwanted sexual contact. You know what? I have to make unwanted contact of all sorts with cocksucking statists and idiots and fuckwads all day long. Okay, you can eliminate unwanted contact by telling the person initiating the unwanted contact, whether it's sexual or whatever, to just fuck off. But if the 10,700 men and 8,600 women, again, notice more men than women, reported the euphemized unwanted sexual contact, only 17%, blah, blah, blah. How does this reduce to blah, 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 blah? How does this reduce to 26,000 military victims? The official report seems contradictory. Secretary Hagel wants to eliminate pornography to, quote, really drive the cultural change, unquote. Again, the culture of the military is a culture of violence. It is a culture of killing people. In a culture of violence, people are going to use violence to sexually force themselves on other people. It's a fucking byproduct of the entire culture. You're not going to change that by hunting down pornography. Of course, we can have no honorable or trustworthy military unit until all vestiges of pornography, from cartoons to internet adverts, videos, films, calendars, and phones, and the rapist and the sodomites it trains and justifies, are excised from military service, from the Pentagon elites to the privates under them. Now, does this mean the elite 5,200 child pornography users at the Pentagon will be finally arrested and tried? For indeed, there are, quote, charms by which the property of youth and maidenhood may be abused, unquote. And again, how much of this porn witch hunt is just an effort to distract from what's really going on? Again, even if the people who get raped don't kill their rapist, as they can and should, in my opinion, you know, the fact that the commanders put so much effort into protecting the rapist tells you just how fucked up all of this is. And all of this going out and hunting for property that we can take, you know, for the calendars and the pictures of girls in bikinis and the porn movies, all of this is a distraction from the real problem. It's not the objects that are causing these men to rape other men and to rape women. It's not the fucking, okay, the porn DVD doesn't have like mind control over you, right? The calendar of women in bikinis doesn't mind control you and make you go out and rape another guy. Okay, I do fashion photography. I have pictures of cute girls in skimpy clothes all around me. I mean, I have them hanging on my walls. I sit here at my computer working on the photographs, post-processing, looking at them all day. I look at pictures of cute girls in skimpy clothing every fucking day of my life for hours. And it is, I've never gone out and raped a man. I've never gone out and raped a woman. I've never gone out and raped a cat. I've never gone out and I don't know, raped a pineapple. None of the pictures of cute girls in skimpy clothing. I'm looking at some right now, and they're really cute. I have no desire to go rape anything, because maybe, again, I've said it before, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm immune to the mind control. You know, maybe the pictures can mind control other people, just like guns mind control people. Maybe I'm immune. Maybe it's because I'm fucking smarter than the rest of you. I don't know. I don't know why the mind control doesn't work on me, but it doesn't. 5,200 Pentagon employees bought child pornography. I'm just going to link to the video. There's nothing there for me to say beyond that. But we're worried about a fucking postcard with a chick wearing a bikini. We're sitting at the Pentagon watching, paying for child porn. But what's important? Oh, there's some guy out there in his office in the Air Force. He's got a postcard with a picture of a girl in a bikini. We have to do something about that because that's leading to rape. And that he is just sick and dangerous. All right, I found my notes. What did I miss? What did I leave out? Let's see, we did military rape, test for STDs, military's pussified because they accidentally shoot each other if they don't put tape over their bullets. I mean, oh God. I cannot emphasize enough just how pussified people in the military are right now. Internet, air conditioners, you know, cell phones, putting tape over the bullets in their fucking ammo clips so they don't accidentally shoot each other. That is the most pathetic shit. I'm not even going to say I hate to sound like the old guy who's going, when I was in the military, we had to walk uphill 25 miles to get to the PX. No, when I was in the military, we weren't fucking stupid. We could carry around a loaded weapon and not accidentally shoot each other. And we didn't run around raping each other. And dude, you think we didn't have fucking girls and skimpy? You think we didn't watch porn? We sat in the barracks. We had Playboy posters inside our wall lockers. We watched pornography almost every fucking weekend. We had loaded guns. We didn't rape anybody. We didn't accidentally shoot anybody. Why? Because we weren't the fucking medicated generation. We didn't have fucking brain chemistry problems like all these little fuckers do now. I'm always right. Fuck you. Fuck you. Happy 4th of July, you fucking slaves.